Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Samach, and we are at the Mishnah on the first wide line of daf Samach Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learnt as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and the Sunim Batzaru Vashivim. So we're holding, believe it or not, at the very last daf of a very long, intense Perek Cheskas Habatim. And as we mentioned the last few dafin, interestingly, Perek Cheskas Habatim ends where Perek HaShutfin began, which is dealing with laws related to Shechinim and with Shutfin, laws of Hezekria. And on that note, another Mishnah. Lo Yiftach Adam L'Chatzer HaShutfin Pesach Kineged Pesach V'Chaloyim Kineged Chaloyim. So, we're dealing with Shutfin, two people that own houses that open up into a common Chatzer. You have a right to have a door. You have a right to have a window. Stating that, you're not allowed to make a door that's going to be perfectly parallel to your neighbor's door. Or you can't open a window that will look right into your neighbor's window. If you move it over a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, that's already okay. But it can't be literally Pesach Keneged Pesach and Chaloyim Keneged Chaloyim. The Gemara is going to explain why. Hayo Katan, let's say somebody had a door that opened up into a Chatzer. Lo Yasenu Gadol. You're not allowed to make the door bigger. Echad, if somebody had one door, Lo Yasenu Shnayim. You're not allowed to make them into two doors. The Gemara is going to explain this as well. Aval, Poseya Chulur Shosar Rabim, Pesach Kineged Pesach, V'Chaloyim Kineged Chaloyim. Let's say you want to open up a door that's going to face a neighbor's door. It's going to be perfectly parallel. However, there's a Rishus HaRabim separating these two doors, these two houses. So it's your neighbor, but it's on the other side of the Rishus HaRabim. Then, even though the two doors are going to be facing each other, and the two windows are going to be facing each other, then already it's going to be okay. Not just that, then Hayakatan, if you had a small door, Oysa Gadol, you want to expand it, you can. Echad, and if you had one door, you can convert that one door into two smaller doors. So if there's no Rishus HaRabim in between, that's when you have the halachas of the Mishnah. What are the halachas? You can't make a Pesach, can I get a Pesach, Chaloyim, can I get a Chaloyim. If it's Katan, you can't make it Gadol. If it's one, you can't make it two. If, however, this neighbor of yours that we're concerned with is on the other side of the Rishus HaRabim, then you can, says the Mishnah, make a Pesach, can I get Pesach, a Chaloyim, can I get Chaloyim. If it's a Katan, you can make it Gadol, and if it's one, you're able to make it Zok to Gemara. Taking it from the top. Lo Yiftach Adam L'Chatzer HaShutfim, Pesach, can I get Pesach, V'Chaloyim, can I get Chaloyim. No, Ani Mili, what's the Makar to this? Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Amakro, it's linked out from the following Pasuk. It's in Parshas Balak. It's talking about Bilam. Bilam lifted his eyes. Vayisa Bilam Azeina. Vayaris Yisrael Shoichin Lishvatov. And he saw how the Yidden were residing in their tents. Vatihi Olav Ruach Elohim. And all of a sudden, he was overcome by this Ruach Elohim. He had a Nevuah. And what did he say? Of course, the rest of the story is Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov Mishkenoi Secha Yisrael. But says the Gemara, what was it that Bilam saw that triggered this reaction? He saw that the entranceways to their respective tents, the psochim, were not mechuvanim zelazeh. They weren't directly opposite each other. And as a result, it meant that they were living as tsnuin. Amar, so what did he say? Re'uyin halalu shetishra aleyem shchina. They are worthy of ashrois hashchina. If you take a look at Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Yomid, very small Tosfos. Tosfos says that that's the hemshich of the pasuk. Vayisa Bilam es einov, vayares Yisrael shoychein l'shvatov, vatihi olav ruach elokim, meaning that he saw that they were worthy of ruach elokim. They were worthy of ashoris hashchina. Pashit vatihi olav ruach elokim is on Bilam. But the way the Gemara is darshaning this pasuk is that he realized and he proclaimed that these are people that are ru'uyin shetishra aleihem shechina. But what you see from this pasuk is that there's an idea that Yidden should not have their pischei aholeihem mechuvanim zeh lazeh. That is the makar to the Mishnah of lo yiftach adam l'chatzer hashutfin pesach keneged pesach v'chaloyim keneged chaloyim. And really, to a certain degree, this is the makar to the whole concept, the whole institution of Hezekiah, that you see it from the way the Yidden resided in the Midbar. You see it from this big deal that Bilam made about it, that Ruyin Shetishra Leim Shechina Zaysay Meres, that it's inappropriate for Yidden to live in a way where Pischei Ohaleim would be Mechuvanim Zelazeh, where there would be some compromise scenario of Hezekri. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah continued and said, Hayu Katan Lo Yasenu Gadol Echad Lo Yasenu Shnaim. So from here until almost the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss these two halachas. Now, the Gemara is going to bring that Rami Bar Chama thought that the mahalach in these two halachas of the Mishnah are a certain way, and Rava corrected him. Rava said, no, I don't think that's pshat in the Mishnah. So, just as a background, the Mishnah Le'il, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, discussed a chatzer sheyesh boy kidei chalukah. So there's a chatzer where there are multiple shutvin that are partners inside this chatzer, and they decide that they want to divide the chatzer. Or one person decides that he wants the chatzer to be divided, where the halach is he could be kaifa the others to go along with him. So the halach is like this. You don't take the chatzer and divide it equally, meaning you would think, if there are two people, let's say, that are shutfin in this chatzer, so we're going to take the chatzer and we're going to divide it in half. You're going to take half, you're going to take half. If there's three, you'll take a third, and you'll take a third. That's not the way the chalukah goes. The way the chalukah goes, each person is allotted a certain amount of space for every door that he has, and once we take that off the top, whatever is remaining, that gets divided pro rata. Now, how much space are you allotted for a door? So the way it works is as follows. A minimum of Dalet Amis al Dalet Amis. So it doesn't matter how small the door is. You're always going to get Dalet Amis by Dalet Amis. If, however, the door is wider than Dalet Amis, then you're going to get an amount along the width that's equal to the width of your door. And it's always going to have a depth of Dalet Amis. So the depth will always be Dalet Amis. The width depends on the width of the door, with the one caveat, and that is that it's always going to be at least Dalet Amis. So if the door is 1 Amma wide, 2 Amis wide, 3 Amis wide, and 4 Amis wide, it's going to be 4 by 4. If it's 5, then it'll be 5 by 4. 6, it's going to be 6 by 4. Either way, says the Gemara. Rami Bar Chama thought, Sava Rami Bar Chama the Meimar, that when the Mishnah says, Hoya Katan Lo Yasenu Gadol, the Yisoid is that if it was Dalet, if this door was 4 Amis, why Lo Yashavya Bar Tamya? You can't make it 8 Amis. Or by the way, can't make it 5 or 6 or 7 either. And the reason is because Shakol Tamya B'chatzer. Because in the event that later this Chatzer is going to be divided, you're going to end up getting more space than you would have otherwise gotten. Meaning if you're Shutfin in a chatzer, and the understanding at the time that this partnership agreement was written up was that you have a door that's Dalet Amis wide. If you at some point call a construction crew and you decide to make it from 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 or 8, at some point you're going to be getting a disproportionate amount of chatzer, which is coming at the expense of your shutfin. You need to sign off on that. And as a result, that's not something you'd be allowed to do. So Rami Bar Chama said, that is what the Mishnah is saying. The reason Hayu Katan Le'yasenu Gadol is because in the event that there's a chalukah, you're going to end up getting more. Avol Bar Tarti, let's say you had a door that was 2 Amis wide, L'shavya Bar Arba Shapardami. If you want to make it 4 Amis, no worries. That's something you're allowed to do. Why? Because that's not going to impact the amount of chatzer that you would get keneged HaPesach in the event that there's a chalukah. Because what are you getting now? Your door is 2 Amis wide, you're going to get 4 by 4, because we said that's the bare minimum. If you expand it now to 4, what are you going to end up getting? Weiter 4 by 4. So being that there's no difference in terms of how much chatzah you get in a chalukah, if your door is 2 Amis wide or 4 Amis wide, if you want to go ahead and expand that, it shouldn't be a problem. In other words, Rami Bar Chama, in a fundamental way, learned the Mishnah of Hayu Katan Lo Yasenu Gadol. It's related to the fact that in the event that we at some point divide this chatzer, you're going to end up getting more than you're entitled to get. So there's some element of gzeila here, and therefore, unless the shutev signs off on it, this is not something you're allowed to do. So this was Savir Rami Bar Chama Lomemer. Amalei Rava, so Rava told him, no, I don't think that's pshat in the Mishnah. I think pshat in the Mishnah is more pashid. It's related to the basic halach of Hezekriya. Matzi Amalei, I think the insight is that a shutev can never widen his door, even if it's not going to impact the amount of space in the chatzer he's going to get at a future day. And the reason is because the other shutif can say, "Bepischa zutra matzinal itztanui minach." When you had a very narrow door, let's say it was 2 amos wide, then I was able to hide from you. Bepischa rabbi matzinal itztanui minach. Now that it's a wider door, it's going to be a little bit more challenging for me to hide from you. It's related to hezekriya, and if it's related to hezekriya, then it has nothing to do with being less than dalet amos, more than dalet amos. In all cases, a shutif is not allowed to take a pesach katan and make it gadol. Echad. The Mishnah said, lo yasenu shnayim. If he had one door, he can't take that one door and divide it into 2 doors. Now, this is different than the previous halacha. In the previous halacha, you actually expanded the size of the door. In this halacha, you're not expanding anything. But what you're doing is you're taking one door and you're chopping it into 2 smaller doors. You're adding a frame, and instead of this space being 1 greiser door, now it's going to be 2 smaller ones. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Chama l'meimar, Rabbi Bar Chama l'shitasei, the way he learned the previous line of the Mishnah, learned this halach as well. He thought that the site of this din is bar arboy lo l'shnav yitrei b'nei tarti. That let's say you have a door that's 4 amos wide, you now are not allowed to make it into 2. You can't make them into 2 doors that are each 2 amos wide. And the reason is the kashakal tamni b'chatzar. Because in the event that at some future date you're going to divide the chatzar, now this person has 2 doors, each one is 2 amos wide, each one's going to be entitled to a dalet al dalet. Till now you had 1 that's 4, you got a dalet al dalet. Now you have 2 that's 2, you're going to get 2 dalet al dalets. So again, l'shitasei, the same understanding of the Mishnah, you can end up taking more of the chatzar in the event that there's a chalukah. Avo bar tamni, but said Rabbi Bar Chama, what would be if this one door was 8 amos wide? L'shavni bay arboy arboy shapadami. If you want to convert it into 2 doors, each one being 4 amos wide, that you're allowed to do. Why? Because if it's 8, what would you be entitled to? 8 by 4. And now that you have 2 fours, it's vaita going to be 4 plus 4, which is 8 by 4. So if it's not going to impact the chalukah, it shouldn't be a problem. Amalei Rava, again, l'shitasei, matziyam alei. No. The reason for this halacha of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the chaluk in the future. It's related to Hezekriah, and it's because the other shutif could say that b'chad pischa matzina, it's tanui minach. If you have 1 door, okay, so I have my eyes on that door, and I know that I have to be a tzonua around that 1 door. Aber betrei le matzina, it's tanui minach. Now that you have 2 doors, it's a little bit harder for me. I signed off, you'd have 1 door, not 2. You need my consent, and without my consent, it's up to Mishnah. If you want to take this 1 door and make it into 2, you're not going to be allowed to. So again, according to Rami Bar Chama, these 2 halachas in the Mishnah are related to more of a gzela, more of you end up getting more of the chatzar in the event that there's a chalukah. According to Rav, it's related to our Mishnah, the Iker Sugya, which is Hezekriah. The Mishnah said that all 3 of the halachas in the Mishnah, meaning you're not allowed to open a Pesach and Pesach, Halon and Halon 1, 2, Echol Yasenu 3. All these halachas is only true if there's no Rishus Rabbim in between the 2 Sheinim. But let's say there's a Rishus Rabbim in between, it's not going to be a problem. And the reason Zok the Gemara is the Amalei, because he could tell him, Soif, Soif, Habayis, it's Tanuye, Mibnei Rishus Rabbim. What's the premise of this halacha? Hezekriah, right? The first halacha is for sure Hezekriah, and the way Rav explained, the entire Mishnah is related to Hezekriah. What's Hezekriah? Now that you have another door, all of a sudden I have to start being a little bit more comfortable. Now you have a wider door. Now that it's a Pesach, Keneged Pesach, Chaloyin, Keneged Chaloyin, you're changing my whole life. Rebbe, your house opens up into Rosh Hashanah. You anyways have to be in a state of tznius. My door, my window is not changing anything, and it's for that reason Zok the Mishnah, if there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in between, this whole halacha is not applicable. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ein oisin chalol tachas Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. A person's not allowed to create a chalol, like a hole, a cavity, underneath the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. For example, Boiroi Shichun Ma'aris. So you can't dig Boiroi Shichun Ma'aris underneath the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now the truth is, if this sounds like a halacha that should be in Masechtas Bava Kamma, in the sugyas of Bar, it is. And this is very much a sugya that's discussed in Shal Shanagach Sapara, Daf Nun Beis in Bava Kamma, meaning to go ahead and build a bar is something that, of course, you're not allowed to do. Now, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, of course, is that you're not allowed to dig the bar, even if you're going to cover the bar. If you're going to leave it as an exposed bar, that's one of the arba of his nezikin. Abizok the Mishnah ein noisa chalal tachas rishos harabim, meaning it's underneath the rishos harabim. Even though it's going to be covered, it's still not okay. Rabbi Eliezer Mater, Rabbi Eliezer says it's mutter kadesh day agola mahaleches v'tuna avonim. As long as it's hard enough for a wagon to be able to go on top of this covering where it's even going to be able to carry a heavy load such as stones, then it's fine. Meaning there's no halacha that you can't ever dig underneath the Rishus HaRabim, as long as you don't impact the traffic and you're not creating a bar Rishus HaRabim. Meaning if an agala can go across it carrying avonim, in that case it's going to be okay. In Maitzid, Zuzin ugezus terois l'rishus harabim. If a person has a house that's adjacent to a rishus harabim, so you're not allowed to take zizin and gezus terois and have it protrude into the rishus harabim. So the Rashbam says, what are zizin and gezus terois? Says the Rashbam, zizin are koirois ketanois, small beams. Gezus terois are koirois gedolois, large beams. So you can't have beams that are protruding from one of the walls of your house into a rishus harabim. And again, this has a bava kama feel to it. It's because you're damaging potentially people or animals or things that are in the Rishus HaRabim. Elo, Imrotzo, let's say you want, meaning you want Zizim and Gezus Derois to be protruding from the side of your house. So there is an Eitz, Koines Matoch Shalai. What you could do is, you can recess the wall of your house into your property, umaitzi, and then have the zizin and gezus terois protruding. Meaning, as long as the zizin and the gezus terois are not in the ear space of the Rishus HaRabim, they're in the ear space of your private property, then already it's going to be okay. Now, you'll tell me, pshita, right? What's the chiddush? The Mishnah is giving you an Eitz HaTayva Kamash Mulan. I mean, this seems to be a little bit too obvious. But the truth is, it's not so obvious. And the reason it's not so obvious is because if you move your house in from the border of the Rishus HaRabim, inevitably people are going to treat your private property as part of the Rishus HaRabim, and if there's going to be Zizun or Gezus Terois there, then they may end up getting damaged. So as much as, yeah, I have a right to do it from a pure Chesham Mishpat standpoint, but it could be there is a Nizokin Cheshbin here, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to say, that if this is something that you want to do, it's something you're allowed to do. Loka Chatzer, let's say somebody purchases a Chatzer, Uba Zizin Uguzus Terois. So somebody bought a Chatzer, and there was Zizin Uguzus Terois, and they were protruding into this public area, Harezu Bechaskasa, you're allowed to assume that it was done properly and there's no issue. Meaning you don't know at this point when you bought this chotzer whether the zizin uguzus terois, the ear space underneath it, is part of the Rishus HaRabim or it's part of the private property. Meaning this person that you bought it from, did he do something wrong when he had these zizin uguzus terois hanging out? Or maybe he did what the Mishnah said you're allowed to do. He moved his house in a little bit and the area underneath is okay. Says the Mishnah, Arezu b'chaskasa, you'll let assume that the person probably did the right thing, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. The Rashbam says that this is related to the idea of toyanin l'loikeach, which was something that came up a few times in Cheskes Avatim, that if somebody buys something from somebody else and he doesn't know if that other person did the right thing or the wrong thing, we're going to taina on behalf of the l'loikeach that you probably did the right thing, and as a result, Arezu b'chaskasa, everything is going to be okay. Either way, zok the Gemara. The first halacha of the Mishnah was, ein nois in chalot tachas v'shus harabim, bo reshich. Now it sounds like the Rabbanon hold, even if the covering is so strong, meaning you didn't impact the Rishus HaRabim at all, you could have an agala that's maleches v'tuna avonim, and everything's going to be okay. Still, it's going to be a problem. Why? So the Gemara says, zimnin demafches v'lav adayte, because once you dig underneath the Rishus HaRabim, inevitably something's a little bit shvach, and sometimes this strong covering might not be so strong anymore. Chazal were worried about that, and that's where they were chaylik with Rabbi Elias. The next part of the Mishnah was, Ein moitzin zizin uguzus terois v'chul. So the Gemara now is going to tell a few stories, a lot of stories in Cheskas Abatim, a few more. Rav Ami, havalei zizo, davi nofik limavoy. Rav Ami had a house where there was a ziz that was protruding into a mavoy. Now, the mavoy was a public area, right? The way the houses were set up were houses would open up into a common chatzar, and then there were a bunch of chatzeres that would open up into a common mavoy. So this is a public thoroughfare. It's not a Rishus HaRabim. It's owned only by the bnei hachatzar that whose chatzar opens up into this mavoy, but at the same time, it's a public area. So Rav Ami has this ziz that opens up into a mavoy. Okay, Vahu Gabranami, there was another person that havalei ziz that have a mapel Rishus HaRabim. He had a ziz that opened up into a proper Rishus HaRabim. Also, the comedy Rav Ami, this person came to Rav Ami and he told Rav Ami, do I have to cut down my ziz or do I not have to cut down my ziz? So it seems that the oimel was giving him a hard time. In fact, if you goyris the parenthesis says, have a kamakfil lebenei Rishus HaRabim. Then it's before Rishon the Gemara. But regardless, whether that is the Gersa or not the Gersa, that's the rest of the story. The Oilam was giving him a very hard time, and he comes to Rav Ami. Rav Ami told him, Zilkoitz, you have to cut it down. What's the Shaila? Of course, you can't have a Ziz that protrudes into a Rishus HaRabim. Amalei, so he told him, Rebbe, you know, you came to ask a Rav a Shaila, and the Rav told him, Aser, and then he looks outside and he sees the Rav has the same exact thing. So he said, Varnamiyasla, you're doing this. How could you tell me that I have to cut it down if you're doing it? In fact, it's you talking that the reason he went to Rav Ami is because he knew he had this kula, this heter in the bank. I mean, he knew Rav Ami had the same exact situation. So he went to Rav Ami. Rav Ami tells him, Aser, where Rav Ami's doing the same thing. So he told him, no, it's very, very different. He said, Didi, lemavaya mapik. Mine opens up into a mavi. Now, it's true, a mavi is a public area, but I can define who the people are. And I did, they were meichel. Yours is opening up into a shusarab, man machel gabach. What, you got the whole shusarab to be meichel? That would mean the whole Klal Yisrael would have to sign off on it. That's not something you're able to do. I got a mechila, you didn't get a mechila. Is what I'm doing or what you're doing similar? Yes. But the difference is, I have a mechila, you don't. And as a result, I could do what I'm doing. You cannot do what you are doing. Rav Yannai, a similar story. He had a tree that was hovering into a Rishus HaRabim. And it was causing people damage. The branches were being mazik. The Rashbam says, Gomo v'roichvai, camels and their riders. Okay. V'ahuk gavra, there was a person, davalei nami ilan anoyte l'Rishus HaRabim, that also had such a tree. Also b'nei Rishus HaRabim, havakom ma'akvi ilovei. And the b'nei Rishus HaRabim were giving the other person, not Rav Yannai, but the other person, a very hard time for what he had. Also, the comedy Rav Yannai. So he knew that he needed to get a heter. He had to go ask a shaila, is this okay? Is it not okay? And who are you going to go to? Made sense. I'll go to Rav Yannai. I know Rav Yannai is doing the same thing. He's one of the G'dayli Adar. It's in the bank, right? So he goes to Rav Yannai, Amaleis. Rav Yannai told him, Zilo Idno, leave today, Vesolomach, come back tomorrow. Meaning, I hear the shaila, I need a Linas Laila. Come to me in the morning. No. The Laila that night, Shadar, he sent someone, Katsya Lahudi Day, and he chopped down his tree. The next day, also the Kameh, this Yid comes back to Rav Yannai as instructed. He tells Rav Yannai, no, did you think about it? He said, yes, I did. Zilkoitz, you have to cut it down. Amalei, he told him, really? Hamar Nami Isle, I know you have the same exact thing. You also have a tree that hovers into a Rosh Hasarabim. Amalei, he told him, Zil Chazay, really? I do? Why don't you go take a look? And he said, almost sarcastically, I'll make a deal with you. If I cut down mine, Koitz Tidach, then I'm going to instruct you, I'm going to force you to cut down yours. And he like Koitz Tidi, and if I didn't cut down mine, then like Tokutz, then you don't have to do yours. Either way, he went outside, he saw Rav Yannai had cut it, and that's sort of the end of the story. But the Gemara says, Mikara my sub of the Saif Masava. What was Rav Yannai thinking? Meaning, it sounds like Rav Yannai knew this was wrong, but as long as he wasn't called out on it, he was going to go along with it. The minute he gets called out, he quickly goes in the middle of the night, covert mission. He has people chop it down. What? Because he was busted, that's why he cut it down? It can't be. Meaning, it has to be that before Rav Yannai was asked the Shaila, he actually thought it was mutter. When he was asked the Shaila, then he thought it was Aser. So what was the Shakla Vatayya? So the Gemara says, Gishmak Mikara Savar. Initially, Rabbi Yannai thought, Nichalu l'bnei Rishus HaRabim, deyasvi betulei. He knew he had this tree, nobody ever said a peep to him. He assumed that the reason nobody was saying anything to him is because the Olam liked the tree. Because although the tree was a little bit of a bar b'Rishus HaRabim, but at the same time, it provided shade, and the Olam would sit under the shade, he assumed that the b'nei Rishus HaRabim wanted it. But when he saw that they were giving this other guy a hard time, Shadar Katsya, then he realized that the reason the Olam wasn't saying anything to him is not because they liked it, but it's because they didn't want to say anything to him, because he was Rav Yannai. But they were telling it to the other guy. Oh, that was his giloy. That was his insight that really the Olam didn't like it. And if that's the case, he sent the shliach to go ahead and cut down his thing. But the Gemara has one technical question, and that is, why did Rav Yannai tell him, come back tomorrow? The story was, come back tomorrow, I'm going to sleep on it. Now, Rav Yannai didn't have to sleep on it. Rav Yannai knew as soon as he was asked to Shiloh what was going on. Why did he tell him to come back tomorrow so he can cut down his first? Why do you have to cut down his first? He should have said, you know something, I didn't chop. I was obviously wrong. Cut it down, and I'm going to cut down mine. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Reish Lakish. It's based on something Reish Lakish said in different places in Shas. The Amar, Reish Lakish said, it says in the Pasuk, Hiskoishishu v'koishu. And we learn from there, K'shoit atzmecha v'achakach k'shoit achem. You can't give somebody toichacha unless you're perfect in that area. And Rav Yannai felt that he can't tell this Yid to cut down this tree if he has the same exact tree. And even though Rav Yannai was explaining himself. And Rabbi Yannai said, I'm going to cut down the tree. But first beautify yourself, and then make sure the people around you are beautiful as well. This is a big yesod in Musar. But the bottom line is, tucked away here, one of the yesodis in the end of Cheskes Habatim. Going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody has a wall, a chatzir, that protrudes into Rosh HaSarabim and there's gzizinim and gzusterois that are hanging into the Rosh HaSarabim, it's not okay. Let's say you want these zizin and gezusterois, no problem. Take the wall, move it in a little bit, recess it, and then it's going to be okay. So the Bnei Yeshiva had a shayla, kines v'loy hoitzi, mal sheyachse v'yoitzi. So what would be if this person chopped down his wall that had the zizin and gezusterois hovering into the Rosh HaSarabim? He then rebuilt the wall, albeit recessed, into his property, and he didn't do anything. And then, a short time later, he decides, now I'm going to build a zizan and get the zusterais. Can he or can he not? Now, what would be the tzad not? So the Rashbam says that it could be, once he cuts down the zizan and the zusterais, and he doesn't immediately rebuild it, it's as if he's moichel and mevatur and his schus to have the zizan and zusterais. And this is in line with what we spoke at in the Mishnah, that even though it's going to be betoich shaloi, it's a little bit of a bidiyevit, because at the end of the day, on some level, it's still a barbish sarab. So the question is, if you do it right away, maybe that's when the Mishnah says it's okay. But if you don't do it right away, maybe it's not going to be okay. And the Gemara says, was machloikis amiron, and not stam machloikis amiron. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Makines, moitzi, you could be moitzi it again, even sometime later. Rish Lakish amakines, no, if you don't do it right away, you're out. Amalei Rav Yaakov, the Rav Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa. So Rav Yaakov told Rav Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa, Azbar Lach. No, I think the way you're explaining the Machloikis, Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, is not the way I understand it. Let me tell it to you in my understanding. Nobody holds that if you don't build it right away, you can't build it anymore. If it's in your Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, Kines Moitzi, so Kines Moitzi. Keep pleading. What was the Machloikis? Something else. Lahachzer Psalom Lim Kaiman. Can you, after you chop down the wall and recessed it, go and build the wall back to where it was previously? Put it very close to the Rosh HaSarabim. What would be the tzad not? A whole different Indian. The tzad not, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, is because once you move the wall in, essentially, you widen the area of the Rosh HaSarabim. And if you widen the area of the Rosh HaSarabim, you basically gave the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim a certain break, right? And once you give it to them, you can't take it away from them. And what's that based on? A halacha that we know. But either way, that's the machloikis. And in fact, the ipcha itmar, and not only do I have a different understanding in what they were arguing about, the shittas I have in the reverse. Rabbi Yochanan said, Enei machzer, v'rei shlokish amar machzer. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, Enei machzer. In the first girsa, Rabbi Yochanan said, Moitzi, and Reish Lakish is the one that said, Machzer, you can't. Rabbi Yechon, in a Machzer, Rabbi Yechon says that you can't put the wall back. Mishund Rabbi Yehuda's base, Rabbi Yehuda's Allah. Dom Rabbi Yehuda said, Meitzach Shechziku by Rabbim, Asal Kalkaloi. That once the Rabbim has been allowed to use this Meitzar, you can't take it away from them. So you broaden the area of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can't take it away from them anymore. It's a big Kiddush, it's your property, it doesn't matter. Once the Rabbim already have been able to use it, it's not so possible to take it away. Reish Lakish am a machzer. Reish Lakish said you could, because although he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, meitzah shechziku by Rabbim, but hani mili, the only time that was said was hecha delekar ravcha. Avahacha ikar ravcha. Meaning, if you're inconveniencing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim by being mekalkel this meitzah shechziku by Rabbim, that's when the halacha is in effect. But over here, you're not inconveniencing them. They have the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anyways. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim was 16 amas wide, right? It's ganz wide. Now, you rather gave them a few extra amis. Okay, so now I'm taking that away. That's not a meitzah shechziku by Rabbim, and it's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. Lokach chatzir ubaz zizin ugezus derois harei b'chaskasin. The Mishnah said that if somebody buys a chatzir, and there's a wall, and the zizin ugezus derois that's protruding out towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're allowed to assume that the area underneath the zizin and the ugezus derois are part of the chatzir, and the Balachotzer that you bought it from had recessed his wall, and as a result, you can keep it the way it is. Even though you don't know, like the Rashbam said in the Mishnah, it's based on Toyanin Leloikeach. So the Gemara says, Amar Rafun, Rafuna said, Naflo Chayzro by Nois. What would be if this wall fell down? So the halach is, if you want to rebuild it, you can rebuild it. What's the Chiddush? There could have been a Havamina, as we're about to see, that if you buy it and the wall is Basharusham, then you could be Soymechan the Chazaka. But maybe if the wall was knocked down, to rebuild it and to be soymich on the chazaka, maybe that's already pushing it. Kamash malon, nafla chayzer ubay noisa, that the chazaka works even if it's not the same chetz of the wall. Meaning, if it's the wall that you purchase, maybe then arezu b'chazkasa. But if the wall fell and now you're rebuilding a replica of that wall, maybe it doesn't carry over with it the chazaka. Kamash malon, nafla chayzer ubay noisa. Meisvei, but the Gemara asked the kasha from a braisa, and this braisa is going to segue into some really famous agadata that Perecheskes Abatim is going to end with. But first, this braisa. Ein mesaidin, you're not allowed to smear lime. Ve'in mechayrin, you're not allowed to make pictures. Ve'in mefeichin, you're not allowed to paint. Bizman hazeh. So we're talking about somebody that owns a house back in the day. And he wants to make the house look really, really nice. He wants to put sid, which was done to give a certain shine to the wall. He wants to make pictures. He wants to paint it. So the halach is bizman hazeh la'acha achurbin. These things are awesome. Lokach chotzer misuyedes umichuyeres mifuyeches. Let's say you bought a chotzer and it had a wall and already had all these things on it. Harezu b'chaskasa, you're allowed to assume that it was done beheter. What does it mean it was done beheter? It's going back to the times that there was a Beis HaMikdash when it was mutter to do all these things, and as a result, you're allowed to leave it the way it is. Nafla. Let's say this wall fell. Chayzer ubayna oisa. Einoi chayzer ubayna oisa. Skipped a very important word. The halach is, you're not allowed to rebuild it. So, you're not allowed to go lechatchila and be mesayid, mechayer, mefayach, walls, lachrachur. If you bought a chatzer and you don't know, and it already had all these things, and you don't know if it happened, lachar churban, kaidem achurban, tayin and lekeach, harezu b'chaskos. If it falls down, ain't a chayzer by noisa. So what's the Gemara's kasha, gishmak? We have a stira in our Mishnah. The halach is, you're not allowed to have zizin gusus to rise protruding into Rishos HaRabim. If you wanna be kindness the kaisel into your rishos, and then be moitzi the zizin uxus to rise, it's okay. If you buy a wall and you have no idea what the history of this wall is, you're allowed to assume the best. Let's say the wall falls down, you're vaiter allowed to assume the best. Harezu b'chazkasa. You have a similar halacha related to an iser that's meshach shaychi to avelus on churban beis hamikdash, that you're not allowed to be mesayid, mechayir, and mefayach a wall bezman hazeh. Bizman Abayis, you were allowed to. If you buy the wall, you can assume b'cheskasa. If, however, it falls down, then already you can assume b'cheskasa. So why is it that as it relates to the halachas of our Mishnah, if it's nafla, it maintains the chazaka, but when it comes to the laws related to Churban Beis HaMikdash, if it's nafla, ein echazor by nois, it doesn't maintain the chazaka. And the Gemara says a two-word answer, Yisur HaShayni. If you take a look at the top Tois on the Yom, Tois explains it, Betuf Tam, Yisur HaShayni means that avada in the world of chazakas, harezu b'chaskasa. In the world of toyin and loikeach, harezu b'chaskasa. But you know what the difference is? The difference is that when a person builds a ziz or a gezustera on the side of his wall, he's not doing an iser. It may at some point lead to a damage, and as a result is an issue. But over here, when you're being Messiah and Mechayer and Mefayach the wall, you're doing an Isser. And that's not something that we allow you to do. The point is this. The point is, you can't be Messiah, you can't be Mechayer, and you can't be Mefayach Bezman Hazeh. Period. If you bought a wall that had it already, okay, so then you had it. We'll assume it's grandfathered in. It was done already beheter. But the minute you don't have the wall, there's an isser for you to go ahead and do this. And being that there's an isser for you to go ahead and do this, you can't do it. And you can't do it anywhere, because the isser is true regardless of where it is. As opposed to zizin u'gezus terayis, there the isser is only if it's in the Rishos HaRabim. Harezu b'chaskasa says that it's not in the Rishos HaRabim, and as a result, it's not something that's going to be a problem. Tanu Rabbanan. So again, we just mentioned the idea of Ein Mesaidin, Ein Mechayr, Ein Mefaychim Bezman Hazeh, which is related to Avelus for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why did we mention it? Because we had a stira from the Braisa to something Rav Huna said regarding our Mishnah. Here comes the digression. Lo Yosud Adam Es Beis Nei Besit. A person is not allowed to smear his house with sid, then irev by choil, oitevah mutter. If, however, you mix the sid together with sand or straw, it's mutter. And the reason is because the choil and the tevin takes away some of the luster of the sid, and therefore you're not violating this inyan of mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, irev by choil, if you mixed sand, hareze tarkesed, then what you're going to do is you're going to, on some level, darken and blacken and take away the luster of the sid, but at the same time, you're making the sid, or the wool, very, very strong, and therefore, va'asar, it's going to be asar. Tevin, that already, I agree with says Rabbi Yehuda, is going to be mutter. So both Choyl and Tevin, on some level, dull the effect of the sin. And that's why the Chachamim hold, Im Irav by Choyloi Tevin mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with Tevin, I disagree with Choyl, because Choyl, although on one level, it takes away the shine of the sin, but it also makes the binyan a little bit stronger, and as a result, it's for that reason that it's going to be awesome. When the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushim b'Yisrael, there were many Prushim in Klal Yisrael, meaning there were people that were so distraught about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash that they took upon themselves an incredible level of prishos. Shaloi lecho basar v'loi lishmes yayin, that they're no longer going to eat meat and they're no longer going to drink wine. As signs of avelus. Nitbalem Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua came to them. Amalami told them, Banai my sons, v'bnei ma'a i'atem oichlem basar v'inatem shoysen yayin. Why is it that you're not eating meat and you're not drinking wine? Amalai, they told him, Noichal basar, should we eat meat? Shemimenu makriven al gabi mizbeach. You know, there was a time that meat was brought on the mizbeach. When a koyim was makter a murim on the mizbeach, so in kachim it's referred to as achilas mizbeach. B'shtei achilos akasa medaber. Echad achilos adam, v'echad achilos mizbeach. There was a time that the mizbeach would eat basar. Now, the mizbeach can eat basar. V'achshav batal. So, should we go ahead now and eat basar? If the mizbeach can't eat basar, we're not going to eat basar. Nishtei yayin, and they continued, they said, should we drink wine? Sheminaschin al gabi mizbeach, the achshav batal, there was a time that the mizbeach would drink wine. Now the mizbeach can't drink wine anymore. So if the mizbeach, kaviyochol, there's no wine that goes, l'reach nichayach l'ashem, how could I drink wine if kutcha berichu can't drink wine? Amalahem, Rabbi Yeshua heard them out, and he said, I hear what you're saying, but in case, if that's the case, lacham lo noicha, I don't think you should eat bread anymore. And really what Rabbi Yeshua was trying to tell them was that if you're going to go with this mindset, which on the one hand is very noble, you're basically going to starve yourself to death, right? He said, you won't be able to eat bread. So when they, why? Because there was a time that bread, flour was put on the mizbeach as part of the menachos. So they heard that and they said, you know something? I think you're right. I don't think we should eat bread anymore. No more bread, but from now on, we're going to eat peiris. He said, peiris? Peiris lo noichal. How could you eat peiris? There was a time there was bikurim, which is also a form of akrava. You can't do that anymore. They said, you know something, you're right. The Rashbam says bikurim was only brought from the Shivas Aminim. So we'll eat apples and oranges. We'll eat different types of fruit. But they said, mayim lo nishta. You won't be able to drink water. Because there's no nisach hamayim anymore. When they heard that shasku, they're already quiet. Tosfos asks, by the way, not all water was kosher for nisach hamayim. So why couldn't they say that they'll drink different types of water? But the bottom line is, Amalem, so he told them like this, Bonai, my sons, I understand where you're coming from, I understand the Hergish, but at the same time, let me give you some perspective. To say that you shouldn't mourn at all, that's not something you can do. Because it's and to tell you to mourn the way you're mourning now, that's and you know why? Because the only time we impose a gzeira on the tzibur is if at least the majority of the tzibur is going to be able to deal with it. The chsev, and what's the makar? It's interesting. The makar is a pasuk in Malachi. The Rashbam is very meirich. And what this makar is? It says, "Bameira atem neyarim, va'oisi atem koivim." The gist of it is that in this pasuk in Malachi, the Yidden were not bringing the Trumas and Maestras to the Beis HaMikdash to distribute it to the Kohanim and the Levim. And the Navi is giving them Teichacha. And the Navi tells them, Bame'era atem neyarim. You're going to be cursed for what you're doing. And the reason you're going to be cursed is because you are Mekabel, a Klala. Klal Yisrael was Mekabel, some sort of Allah, Shvu, and Me'era, in the event they're not going to do this. So you are Mekabel this, and you're not doing it, and as a result, Me'era Atem Ne'arim, you're in big trouble, you're going to get this Klal. Now, what do you see from here? It's because the end of the Pasuk is, right, you're stealing from me, you're not bringing these matonis you're supposed to bring. Hagoy Kuloi. What does Hagoy Kuloi mean? As if to say that the Goy Kuloi, or the way the Rashbam explains, Rubei Kuloi, took upon themselves this gzera, this klala, so therefore it's binding, and therefore you're in trouble. But what you see is that the only time gzera is binding is if Reiv of the Tzibra took upon it, and if Reiv of the Tzibra took upon it, obviously they were able to take upon it. Thus, this is a seemingly convoluted source to this idea of in gozim gzera ala Tzibra, elam kein Reiv Tzibra, yichayim malamibah. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yeshua tells these Purushim, he says, listen, to do what you're doing, not shaykh. To do nothing is also not an option. Let me give you a good derech beininess of how you're supposed to mourn the Beis HaMikdash. Sod Adam is Beis HaBesid. If somebody is putting Sid on his house, Meshai Bradav HaMuet, you should leave over a little bit. Meaning, don't do it 100%. Do it almost 100%. Kama, how much are you supposed to leave over? Amar Rav Yosef, Amal Amo. There should be one space, Amal Amo, that doesn't have Sid. Amar Rav Chizda said, Keneged HaPesach, it shouldn't just be anywhere hidden in the house. It should be Keneged HaPesach. Mamish by the entranceway. Oysa Adam, Kol Tzor Chesuda, if you want to eat basa, you want to drink wine, you want pear, whatever you want, you can do. Aber U'meshayir Badav HaMuot. You should remember that we're in Golas. You should think about the Beis HaMikdash. Leave over a little something. Mahi, what's that something? Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, Kasa the Harsana. This was some fishy type of dish. But the point is, leave over something. If a woman wants to make herself beautiful with tachshit, then she's allowed to. However, she should leave over something. Maihi, what's that? Davar mu'ud. Omar, Rav said, bas tzida. If you take a look at the Rashbam says, bas tzida, temple. Also known as temple, balaz. So by the temples, she should leave her hair, meaning the women, they used to put things sometimes to remove the hair. It shouldn't be by the Bas Siddha. But say Rabbi Yeshua, that's the way you're supposed to go about this. And the Makarta, the Sishan Emar, the Pasuk says, Emeshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini Tidbak L'shoini L'chiki V'goymer. The point is that there's an Indian, yes, that you're supposed to remember Yerushalayim. But at the same time, don't overdo it. That's not something that's okay. Says the Gemara, "My al roish simchasi." Right, that's the end of the pasuk. Tidbak l'shoyni l'chiki im lo yaskerechi im lo yales Yerushalayim al roish simchasi. So the Gemara says, "Am Rav Yisro." Rav Yisro says that Ephraim miklash bereish chasanim. It's referring to the ashes that we put on the head of a chasan. Am the Rav Papa Abaya. Rav Papa told Abaya, "Hechi monachlo." We're on the head of the chasan that you put the ashes, but mokum tefillin. You put it where the tefillin is. Shenemar, and it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. This is a pasuk that sounds like Avelos, but it's cool in the Chemter, right? Losum la Avele Tzion, Loses lohem Pe'er, Tachas Efer. And from Pe'er, Tachas Efer, we learn that the place where the Pe'er was, that's where the Efer is supposed to be. The Pe'er is the Tzon Shal Roish, and that's where you're supposed to put the Efer. It's Okta Gemara, V'chala Mesabala Yerushalayim. Any person that mourns Yerushalayim, Zoicha V'roya V'simchasa, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and that's over there in Yeshaya as well, Simchus Yerushalayim V'gilu Bo Kol HaYaveh Sisa Ita Masois Kol HaMesabalan Oleh. Who's going to rejoice in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash? It's Kol HaMesablan Aleh, all the people that mourned. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elish, Mem Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Din Hu Shenigzal Atzmeinu, we should make Gzeirus Lo'ilecha Basa Ve'Lo'ilish Lizyayin, that we shouldn't eat meat anymore, we shouldn't drink wine anymore, like those Prushim. Really, this is something that we should do. Ela Ein Goizim Gzeirah La'Tzibur, Elam Kein Roiv Tzibur Yechaylam La'Midba, which is exactly what Rabbi Yeshua told the Prushim. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elish's Hergish was exactly the Prushim's Hergish. That Be'etzim, we should make Gzeirus Lo'ilecha Basa Ve'Lo'ilish Lizyayin. But he continued, said Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, and he said, and from the time that the Malchus Arisha was Nispashe, this is the Roman Empire, that they impose on us terrible gzeiros, and the mevatel us from Torah mitzvahs. And they don't allow us to do shvuah ben. The Rashbam says means bris milah. Some say they don't allow us to do yeshua ben, which means kipshutoi pidyon ben. Dinu shenigzar latzmenu shaloyliso isha ulahoyled banim. Now, if we have such terrible gzeiros, you can't learn Torah, you can't do bris milah, you can't do anything. The appropriate thing would have been for us to impose upon ourselves that you shouldn't be able to get married and shouldn't have children, and if we would do that, it'll be good, because v'nimtza zar shel Avraham Avinu kol me'elov, and like this, Klal Yisrael will be wiped out, this whole thing will be over with. Ela hanach lem liYisrael, leave the yidim mutav sheyu shoygigin v'ayu mezidim. It's better they should be shoygigin, they shouldn't be mezidim. Like this, people, when they end up having children anyways and bringing doyrus into the world, at the very least, although they'll be doing something wrong, they'll be doing it the shoygig, they won't be doing it the mezid. And on that note, on that mysterious note, we utter the immortal words, Hadron Aloch, Cheskas Abatim. How beautiful are you, Cheskas Abatim? And one day, Be'ez Hashem will return to you, Perik Cheskas Abatim. But just to end, Cheskas Abatim, the way the Gemara ends Cheskas Abatim, on the theme of the Beis HaMikdash, which has been the theme in Klal Yisrael, Kemuvin, for the last few weeks, with a few ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that the Gemara quoted the Pasuk, Imeshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak l'shoyni l'chiki, emloy eskerechi, emloy ales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. A pasuk that we all say, a pasuk that we all sing, a pasuk that we all know very, very well. And the Gemara said that from this pasuk we learn that a yid always has to be mindful of Yerushalayim. You're building a house, on some level you have to think of Yerushalayim. You're eating a suda, you have to be thinking of Yerushalayim. A woman is putting on tachshitin. She leaves over a little bit because she's thinking of Yerushalayim. And this is all learned from this pasuk. Meshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. Tidbak l'shoyni l'chiki emlo yaskirechi emlo yales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. We once mentioned this, but it's kedai to say it again. The Hafla, in his pirish on Evin Ha'ezer, which is known as the Kuntres Achron of the Hafla, part of it is printed in the back of the Hafla, Mesechtes Ksuvos, and part of it is printed in the back of the Makna, Mesechtes Kedushin. So this is in the back of Sefer HaMakna, Mesechtes Kedushin. It's Simen Samechei, it's Sif Katan Gimel. It's going on the Halach and Shulchan Aruch that the Mechaber brings, which is based on a Gemara that we just learned, and that is a Chasson. Mamish, b'shaschu pasoi, is supposed to have afer on his head. And it's supposed to be dafka on the mokam atfilin, and it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, losim lavele tzioin pe'er, tachas afer. Meaning, chosin, underneath his chuppah, this is the happiest moment of his life, is supposed to be thinking of Yerushalayim. It's the hergish of a mishkochech Yerushalayim tishkach imini. Tidbak l'shoyni l'chiki im lo yaskerechi im lo yales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, and he goes and he puts ashes on his head, literally at the time of his greatest simcha. Freik the hafla agishmak akash. He says, I understand that from this pasuk you learn that a person in a matzav of simcha is supposed to be thinking of Yerushalayim. But we know that one of the brachas that we say under the chuppah is sois tassus. And what's the bracha? Sois tassus v'sagala akara v'kibutz banel l'soicha l'simcha. Baruch atah Hashem, mesameach tzion bevaneh. Meaning, we're anyways being maske Yerushalayim under the chuppah. It's a freak to have flaw. Why do you need two askaras, right? You put the Efer tachas pe'er, and you make the bracha. Why would making the bracha in and of itself not be enough? So the Hafla says something beautiful. A taich in the pasuk. He says that the emes is, a yid has to remember Yerushalayim. But remembering Yerushalayim is plas b'mashma. You have to remember Yerushalayim, you can't forget it. It has to be in your thoughts. You have to remember Yerushalayim, you have to talk about it. And you have to remember Yerushalayim, you have to do pa'ulois. You have to actually do a maisa of zikaron for Yerushalayim. And he says the makar is based on a gemara, Masechtas Megillah, daf yud chesam and aleph. The gemara says, Zochar eis asha osa l'cha amolek, baderech b'tzeischa mi mitzrayim. Zoch the gemara, it's Zochar, yocha belev. I would think Zochar means you can't forget it. Meaning belev, Zochar. You don't have to say it, just belev. No, it says already loisishkach. And what does loisishkach mean? Don't forget. Hamani mekayim zocher. So what is zocher coming to be marba over loisishkach? Bepeh. Meaning, not only should you not forget it in the hearts, but it's also something that's supposed to be bepeh. Says the Hafla. Zocher means bepeh. Loisishkach means belave. What does the pasuk say? Imeshkochech Yerushalayim. Tishkach yemini. Imeshkochech, shikras alev. Tidbak l'shoyni l'chiki, im lo yaskirechi. That's bepeh. It says, imeshkochech. And it says, im lo yaskirechi. That's mamash the Gemara Megillah, daf yud chesam and aleph, that's darshaning the parasha of Amalek. Zochar and al tishkach. So from there we learn that you can't forget Yerushalayim belev. But also it has to be something that's verbalized. But the pasuk continues and says, it's not enough, imeshkochech. It's not enough, im lo yaskirechi. Of im lo yales Yerushalayim al reb simchasi. Im lo yales a maisa. It's a pa'ula. You also have to do something. So when it comes to remembering Yerushalayim, says the Hafla, it has to be belev. It has to be bepeh, and it has to be b'maisa. So you never forget Yerushalayim. But that's not enough. You have to say something. Sois tosses v'sagala akar. But that's also not enough. You have to do something. And that's in loyalis Yerushalayim arosh simchasi, which is the Gemara's makar. That's what we learn. Losneis efer tachas pe'er, the chosin be'ez chupasa, he puts ashes on top of his head because it's not enough that you don't forget. And it's not even enough that you say it and you sing it. It's more than that. You have to do a pa'ula. You have to do a maisa. And that is this Indian of tzorich losses efa b'roish achosim b'mokam anochas tefillin seichel avelus v'yushalayim. These are these three things that the Hafla says. Or be'em be'smedrish p'loi chiddish. I saw a dover nifla befrat for Bali Koira, which I'm not, but for Bali Koira. That is in the Sefer Achayim from the Achi Amaral. And it's in Sefer Geula B'Yeshua. It's Chelek Hei, Perek Aleph, if you want to look it up inside. The Achi Amaral was talking about this inyan of a Yid's never allowed to forget Yerushalayim. And he says this is something that has to permeate every single aspect of our lives. Kimvur in this Gemara here, Bava Basra, Daf Samach Amid Beis. You're building a house, you're eating a Suda, an Isha is putting on Tachshit, and even a Chasam B'Shas Chupasai, in Meshkochech Yerushalayim. You have to be Meshayir Adavar Mu'at. There has to be some Zecher, some remembrance, some form of mourning for Yerushalayim. So he said like this. He said that the Pasuk says in Imeshkochech Yerushalayim, in the capital of Al Nareis Bavel, Eich Noshir Eshir Hashem Al Admas Necha. He said, how could we sing the Shir Hashem Al Admas Necha? So he said, what's the Shir Hashem? What's the Shir Hashem? So said Reb Chaim Reb Salomi Friedberg, the Shir Hashem is the Tameh HaMikra. It's the Niggin that a Bal Koira leans from the Sefer Torah with. Ein Lucha Shir Hashem G'doyle Mizu. And the Pasuk says, Eich Noshir Eshir Hashem Al Admas Necha, which segues right into Meshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yeminis. The next Pasuk. So said Reb Chaim Reb Tzalami Friedberg, that the emes is, if you'd understand a little Pnimius, you would know that when the Chazen, the Bal Koira, leans from the Sefer Torah, every single Shabbos, not Eicha, not those psukim that you're supposed to read, B'nigun Eicha, not even the Aftorah, when you read and you sing the words of the Torah, there's a hergish of Eich Noshir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Necha. There's a remez, there's a zichron to the Avelus of Yerushalayim. I'll just read a little bit, Milashoinei Hazav. So we know that the Tamei HaMikra, Amirum is in words, Kadma, Munach, Zarka, Munach, Sega, Munach, Munach, Revi, Mapach, Pashto, etc., etc. So listen to the way he teaches it. He says that it begins, Zarka, Segel, right? Kadma munach zarka munach segel. Imshe hey miloy shehunchu rak l'simen ba'almo. Even though these are words that Chazal gave us just as a simen ba'almo, kedei l'lamed al yodom negina satam, so you should know how to lane. Im kol zois romzu behem gankein ha-golos v'achorben. In these words, there's a remez to the golos and the chorben. Lefi she'ein l'ashir afilu shir Hashem al admas b'nei nechor im loy she'yaskir imoy gankein churben Yerushalayim. V'zehu perushoy. Zarko segel, koloimar. Skulois ami Yisrael nizrak me'al admasam. Segel is miloshim, we're an amsegula. Zarko means we've been thrown away. Munach revi. V'soifom she'yonuchu mitzorus golos revi yazeh. But at the end, we're going to have a Yeshua, we'll have a respite from the Golus that we're in, which we know is the fourth of the Dalai Golias. V'sibas kolusam. We continue and we say, what's the reason for the Golus? L'fishem dor ike shubsalto. Because unfortunately, we've distorted what was straight. Mahabchen es hayosha v'haposhet. V'zeh, these are the next words. Mapach pashto. V'zeh osu. When were we mahabich the pashto? When did we take the poshet, the straight and narrow, and be mahabichet? Zeh osu b'zman abayis harishon. We did it when? We did it Zokev Koton, Zokev Godol, which is a remez to the two Bate Mikdashim. The first base on Mikdash is the Zokev Koton, right? Zokev means standing, but it was the base on Mikdash HaKoton. The second one was the Godol, based on the Pasuk that says, Ki Godol Yir Kvoid HaBayis HaZeh HaAchroin Min HaRishon. Ayim Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amad Aleph. Uba Oidam Alat Mosnam, Herich Lohem, Hashem Yisparach Apoi, Milundoid Lohem, Betefach Hamido, Shoyeroi Lohem, Rak Yeshvu B'menucha Ba'aretzam. But despite the fact that we went, that we were Mahapik the Pashto, while there was a first base on Mikdash, and while there was a second base on Mikdash, but at the same time, the Ebishto was Mayrachath. And that's Mercha Tipcha, Miloshin, Mayrach, Tipcha. The Ebishto wasn't Shoiko betefach hamida, mida keneged mida esnachta, and he allowed us to be in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis Hamikdash longer than we deserved. The first Beis Hamikdash stood 410 years. The second Beis Hamikdash stood 420 years, and really, it's longer than it should. Of the achakach nispazru pizur gadol, but then the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and then it was pazer. We were nispazer. We were thrown into Golos, and it was a Tlisha Ketana, and it was a Tlisha Gedoyla, and it was a small Tlisha, and it was a large Tlisha. What does it mean, a Tlisha? It means we were uprooted. What does it mean, a small and then a big? So it's referring to the first churban, where first Aseres HaShvatim went into Galus. That was the Tlisha Ketana. And then the rest of Klai Yisrael went into Galus. That was the Tlisha Gedoyla. And he said, that's Merumas in the next word. It was Kadma Va'azla. Right? There was the group that went into Galus first. It was Geirish. First they were Milosh and Geirish, and they were thrown out. And then it was Gershayim. And then it was everybody else. Then we were all thrown into Galus. Va'yehei Rochek Etzlecha Milofarish. And then in the middle, he says, by the way, if you think this is all Stam Teuteloch, he says, take a look at the Tzroir Hamar. So who was the Tzroir Hamar? He was a Kadman. I mean, Reb Chaim Reb Tzalim Friedman was a Kadman, but he felt that he needed a Tan and the Messiah away. So he says, take a look at the Tzroir Hamar in Parshas Kiseitze. It was one of the Megurshei Svarad, where he did something very similar. But the bottom line is, he says, V'Yisrael Sheyashvu B'Madrega Gedoylo Nishvu V'Naflu. Klai Yisrael that was on this very lofty Madrega, what happened? They broke and they fell. V'Zehu Darga Severe. Darga means they want a big madrega, severe, and that madrega was broken. Avo, what comes after darga is severe? Yisiv pisik, soif pasuk. Avo soifam sheyis yashvu. Eventually, the yidden are going to be brought back. Va'ov yifsak mehem galusa v'tzarusam lagamri. And then all the galus and all the tzarus are going to come to an end. Loikem moisha pasak mehem barishoina shechazru v'niglu. Not like it was a chatchilo where they went into galus a second time. Rak yehei soif galusam. There's going to be a geula and it's going to be all over. There'll be no more galus. V'zeu yisiv pisik. They're going to rest. And soif pasuk. That's going to be the end of the whole story. But after that, the Eibush is also going to take Nakama from the Goyim, and he says, V'hashal sheles. Then comes the shalsheles. Shal oiniu barzel. The chains of all the tzaris that Yidden had to endure during the Golus. Yei toloi b'roish. What are the next words? Shal sheles karnei fara mercho kfula yerech ben yoimai. It's going to end up being put on top of the tzavar of the umay sa'olam. And then finally, Klai Yisrael is going to get nekama b'bias kail tzedek b'meir b'yameinu. But the taich of Reb Chaim Reb Tzalo b'Friedberg, and that is, if you look at the words that represent all the ta'amim and all the simonim of how you're supposed to learn from the Sefer Torah, it's a remes to the galus of Klai Yisrael. Why would these words be meramis the galus of Klai Yisrael? The reason is because Eich Noshir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Nechar Im Eshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini, etc., etc. Whatever a Yid does, anytime there's a matzav of Simcha, there has to be a zikaron of Yerushalayim. And even when we're singing the Shir Hashem in the Beis Medrash, with the Sefer Torah open with a minyan, it doesn't matter. There's still a remez, there's a knetch of Eich Noshir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Necha, a beautiful hergish and a beautiful taich for Reb Chaim Reb Tzalo b'Friedberg. Either way, this is the first ta'ara. The second ta'ara is, so the Gemara said that we today, Be'etzim, should be mourning Yerushalayim in a very, very dramatic way. But at the same time, in Gozen Gzeira la Tzibur, Elim Kein Reiv at Tzibur Yechaylim Lamedba. So what we do, Zecher L'Churban Beis HaMikdash, is that when a person is doing what he's doing, he's supposed to always have some Zikaron, some remembrance of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now the truth is, there is a time of year where we mourn Yerushalayim, we mourn the Beis HaMikdash in a more intense way. And that is during the Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks, and even more so during the 9 days, Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, and even more so Shvur Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av, and even more so on Tisha B'Av itself. Meaning there is a time of year where it's Davar B'Itai to go and to mourn the Beis HaMikdash. There was Azah HaMamina that we should do it the whole year. Ein Gozen Gzeira LaTzibur. What's the avoida? You meshayer tefach. That's the avoida. But the point is that there is a time of year, Kamuvin, where this is something that we do a little bit more dramatically. Approximately 7.5 years ago, when our chabura made a siyum on Masechtas Bava Basra, last machzer, so Rabbi Bienenfeld spoke at the siyum. And he was makdim that it was during the 3 weeks. And as a result, he couldn't do his typical standard comedy routine, which he's known for. So he said that he has to tone it down. Now, did he tone it down? Anechta getog. Ein sham. It's good to listen to it. But at the same time, he was mesayim al kolponim with inyana diyoyma and davar b'itay matoiv. And he spoke a little bit about churban beis hamikdash, specifically a gemara in cheskas habatim, a gemara mesachtes bava basra that deals with churban beis hamikdash. This gemara right here. And he asked the Meiridig Akasha. He said that we know that during the 9 days, we don't eat basar and we don't drink wine. And the reason l'chayra is, Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash. Says Kasha was an Avel. Someone that's mourning is allowed to eat meat and he's allowed to drink wine. So what's Poshim Shah? Why is it that for Avelos of Yerushalayim, we don't eat meat and we don't drink wine, yet an Avel does eat meat and he does drink wine? How you talking? It's a pella. So he said that he was a young boy and he asked this kasha to an Adam Gadol, who he didn't name, and he said that the Adam Gadol told him the following. He told him, you're making a toast. He said a dover nifla mamish. He said that the reason that during the 9 days we don't eat meat and we don't drink wine is not stam avelos ba'alma. If it was stam avelos ba'alma, then it would have to be consistently true for all avelim. The yisoid is the prushim's havamina, what they told Rabbi Yeshua in Unzer Gemara. The prushim, when the Beis HaMikdash was charved, they said, we're not eating any more meat, we're not drinking any more wine. And they told Rabbi Yeshua, the hergish was, that once upon a time, the Beis HaMikdash used to eat meat. There was achilas mizbeach. Now there's no achilas mizbeach, so how could we eat if the Beis HaMikdash is we're not eating? Right, think about that. It's a loyig l'rosh. It's such a beautiful hergish. That if our father in Shemayim can't have something, I'm going to be loyig l'rosh, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have it. I'm going to enjoy a good piece of meat when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misabel over the fact that he can't eat a good piece of meat, kavi yochel b'shtei chilo yisakasa medaber disreach nichayach l'Hashem, which is above our pay grade, abel ha-maisa. That was the hergish that they said, and we're going to drink wine. Once upon a time, the Ebeshda, we were menasech yayin lavoy dezoro, so we should go ahead now when we're in Azam Matzev and we should drink wine. That was their hergish. But what Rabbi Yeshua tell them, he said, I hear. That Mrs. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said in Mefurish. He said, "Miyom shachar beis hamikdash dinu shenigzar latzmenu shloy lecho basav alei lishdas yain." The hergish of the Purushim was spot on. Ella she'en goizin gzeira latzibur elim kein roiv tzibur yichaylum lamidba. So said Rabbi Binefel b'shem this Adam Gadol. That's the yisoid of not eating basar and not drinking wine during the 9 days. The yisoid is not avelus ba'alma, because if that was the case, and it would be true for all Avelim. The Yisoid is that Be'etzem, you should never eat meat and drink wine. Not else Avelos Ba'alma, but else this Hergish, that if there's no Basar on the Mizbeach, we shouldn't eat Basar. And if there's no Yayin on the Mizbeach, then we shouldn't drink wine. Not Vas Ein Goizim Zeir Ala Tzibra Am Kein Roiv Tzibra Chaylon Lamed Ba. You know what? For 9 days, Roiv Tzibra Yuchaylon Lamed Ba. And it's for that reason, during the 9 days, you don't eat basa, you don't drink wine. That's a hergish that's been miyuchad to churim beis hamikdash, that's hotnish with avelos ta'am. Mamish v'divrei pi chachim chen. But he was just moisef, one hoysafa. And that is, he said that he remembered when he was, running his camp, Kiyadua. So a bachur once showed up to one of the siyumim. I don't know if this happened or didn't happen, but a bachur showed up to the siyum with his laundry. And he said, there's a siyum, I could do my laundry. He said, another guy came with a shaver. He says, Gevaldik, I know you're not allowed to shave during the 9 days. So he showed up with a shaver. He says, what are you doing? No, you're only allowed to eat meat. You're only allowed to drink wine. So he said, the bachur said, I understand. What's the difference? Ich verstehnisch. If we're making a simcha, and now all of a sudden you're allowed to eat basar, you're allowed to drink wine. So what's the difference between basar and yayin? What's the difference between shaving, or what's the difference between doing laundry? I mean, at first glance, it sounds like a klotz kasha. It's not such a silly question. Yesh dvarim begam. So he said a beautiful hergish. He said that if the yisoid of the isna basar, and if the yisoid of the isa yayin is based on the fact that the Eibishter once had basar, and the Eibishter once had yayin, now the Eibishter doesn't have basar, now the Eibishter doesn't have yayin, if that's the yisoid, then you can understand, with a panim chadoshes maybe, what the whole idea of the siyum is. The idea of the siyum is based on the Gemara and then the Masechtas Menachos. The Gemara says that kol oisik b'teiras achatos, it's ke'ilu hikrav chatos. V'chol oisik b'teiras ha'oyla, it's ke'ilu hikrav oyla. In fact, the Gemara says, a person that learns Torah, even if it's not kochim, he doesn't need all the karbonis. Because when a person learns Torah, it's as if you're being makriv karbonis. So it could be the oimik of the siyum is, that why am I not allowed to eat basar? Because the Eibush is not eating basar. But if I was just Messiah Torah, if I'm learning Torah, now the Eibush is eating basar. And if I'm learning Torah, now I am being Menasech Yayin on the Mizbeach. And if that's the case, now the Eibush does have it. It's in the world of Ke'ilu, Beseder. But the Eibush has it, and that's why I'm allowed to eat it. That's true for basar and Yayin. Obviously, it has nothing to do with laundry and shaving, but I'll go upon him. The Divrei Pi Chachim Chein. the Pshan and the Gemara, it's Mamish Nikarim Divrei Emes. That's the Yisoid. The Isser Basra and the Isser Yayin of the 9 days is based on the Prushim. It's based on Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Narvas Ein Gozin Gzeira La Tzibur Elam Kein Roiv Tzibur Yechayvam Lamed Ba. But this is already not a question of Ein Tzibur Yechayvam Lamed Ba. For 9 days the Tzibur could be, and that's the Yisoid of this. Just to end with one final Ara, one Chassam Sofer, and that is, how did the Perek end? The Perek end ended with Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha continuing to talk. He said, "Miyom shapashta malchus harisha shegozeres aleinu gzeres rois v'kashos umevatelas mimenu teiru mitzvos ve'in manechas oisanu likanas shvua ben v'amrul adi yeshua ben dinu shenigzar latzmenu shloi lisa isha ulahoylid banim v'nim tzarich al avram avinu kolamei elav." Really, what we should do is we should just put an end to this. Take ourselves out of our own misery. What do we need this for? What do we need this for? What's the purpose? What's the tachlis? And really, we should make Xeru said Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha that nobody's going to get married anymore. V'nim tzazari shal Avram avinu kolam ayelav. Elo hanachlam liYisrael mutav shiyu shoygin v'ayu mezidin. Now the truth is, if you look at the Rishonim, all the Rishonim are very busy with this. Tosfos says, what happened to the mitzvah peruvu? So he says, maybe he only meant people that already had a ben and a bas. Only those people. The Beis Shmuel brings from the Mardchai a Dover Nifla that says that even though Medina, the Gemara, it's a Mishnah, if somebody's married for 10 years and he doesn't have children, we force him to divorce his wife. But the Beis Shmuel says, based on the Mardchai, that this is not implemented Bezman Hazeh, and the reason is because really there was a Havamin in the Gemara and Bava Basra that anyways people shouldn't have children. And the only reason we're having children is Mutav Shiyu Shoyging Valyu Mezidin. Of its Kedai Lismoich on the Havamina, on the Hergish of the great Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, that a person shouldn't have to be Megarish Ishtoi to have children. Mamish Dvarim Neflom. Of the Chassam Sofer right here in Bava Basra, Daf Samech Amud Beis. And it's also in Teiris Moshe, in Parsha Shmois, and it's also in his Droshes. So this is Teiras Chassam Sofer in Etlachal Platzer. He said, "Ubederech Drush Yesh Loimar." That Avada Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha never had a Havamina. He never ever had a Havamina. That the right thing to do was put an end to Klai Yisrael. You're going to put an end to Klai Yisrael? What sense is there in putting an end to Klai Yisrael? Who has the plates to put an end to Klai Yisrael? You know what Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was saying? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says that we're in a matzav right now where the only thing that can possibly save us is a miracle. Right now, what's going to be? There's so many gzeiros. It's such dark times for Klal Yisrael. Vos veit zayin. We need the Eibishter to help us. We need a Yeshua. So what the Yidden were trying to do is they were trying to force a Yeshua. Force HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, so to speak. This was a chess move. So said Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make a gzeiros. No one's going to have children anymore. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be all over. But it can't be all over. You know why it can't be all over? Because the Eibishter promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov over and over and over again that the Yidden will be a strong nation. They'll go into Golas, but ultimately there's going to be a Bias Goyal Tzedek B'mehir B'yameinu. There's going to be a Binyan Bayis HaShlishi. We have an outstanding note with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no choice but to redeem us. The problem is, it's going to happen when it's going to happen. So the Chassam Sofer said that his hergish is, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's hergish was, that Klal Yisrael turns to HaKadosh Baruch and says, you know what? Here's the deal. We're not having children anymore. What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? I don't know. You're going to have to figure it out. And that means there's going to be a miracle. Because with the last prayer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to have to do something. Not for Nimtzei Zarei Shel Avram Avinu Kolam Me'elov, that we want that to happen. You could want it or not want it. It can't happen. And they knew that it can't happen. And that was good for what they were coming to pull off. What they were trying to pull was, this can't be the case. You know what? The Eibishter, the ball's in your court. Figure it out. Let there be a miracle. But you know why he didn't do it, said Rabbi Shmuel. He said, one reason. Etzin is the best move in the world. He said, but I'm telling you why we're not doing it. The reason we're not going to do it is because not everybody's going to listen. So you know who's going to listen? The tzaddikim are going to listen. Aber the Risham, these chaver, they're not going to be able to listen. And they're going to end up having children. And what's going to happen is Svetzayna Klal Yisrael. Svetzayna Klal Yisrael. And because there's going to be a Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter is not going to have to redeem us. Aber was for a Klal Yisrael is there going to be? It's going to be a Klal Yisrael of Rishonim, not a Klal Yisrael of tzaddikim. Because the tzaddikim are going to stop having children, and all the Rishonim are going to have children. You know, one of the places the Chassam Sofer says this is in Teres Moshe and Parsha Shemois. He says it with regards to Amram, who was Perish Me Ishtoi after the Gzeira of Paroi. And what happened? Miriam came and said, Shalcha Kasha Mishal Paroi. Your Gzeira is worse than the Gzeira of Paroi, right? It's a worse gzeira. He said, why is it worse? Zokta Chassam Sofer, this was the whole Eitzah of Amram. The Eitzah of Amram was force the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that there'll be a Gulas Mitzrayim. But Miriam said, you know what you're doing? You're causing all the tzaddikim to be perish from their wives, but all the Risham are continuing to have children. This is worse than what Paro did. Now, Sadaq Klal Yisrael, that's Mole Rishon. And this was the Hergish, said the Chassam Sofer of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Avadi, he didn't want that Nimsa Zayr Shal Avram Avinu Kol Me'elov. It can't happen anyways. But Faket, let's force HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Let's not give the Eibishter a choice but to redeem Klal Yisrael. The Hergish was that was the only hope. The only hope was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ball's in your hand. I don't know what else to say. Medafa Yeshua. I think that's the Hergish today as well. But either way, on the note of the Heilige Werte from the Chassam Sofer, it's in Tzveiten Mal, Hadron Allah, Cheskes Adat.